physically abused and sex trafficked her during their 10-year relationship. Combs reached a settlement in that case, denying any wrongdoing. But 6 months later, video surfaced from 2016 showing Combs hitting, kicking, and dragging Ventura by the hair.
At least 9 people were killed and thousands of others wounded when pagers filled with small amounts of explosives inside detonated. The pagers were being used by Hezbollah, who is blaming Israel. CBS News' Elizabeth Palmer is in Tel Aviv with more.
It was mid-afternoon when the pagers went off, apparently simultaneously in at least 3 cities across Lebanon. Hezbollah fighters had no warning. Social media shows the devices going off while they were in shops, driving, even walking down the street.
The Secret Service is under scrutiny again after an apparent assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. CBS News correspondent Seth MacFarlane.
Former Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo says the Secret Service faced huge hurdles this weekend in West Palm Beach.
It's big. It's open. You can jump anywhere, play in places where you can hide. It's a nightmare.
But Trump ally Lindsey Graham, who frequently golfs with Trump, blasted the agency.
How could you be there for 12 hours with an AK-47? What if he had waited to put the gun barrel through the fence until President Trump got to the hole in question?
The Federal Reserve is expected to cut interest rates. If they do, it'll be the first time in over 4 years, and borrowers could catch a break. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger has more.
A cut in interest rates would be the beginning of a process for the Federal Reserve to normalize the economy after COVID. This first reduction is unlikely to provide big relief to borrowers. Borrowers are still contending with high rates on everything from credit cards to auto loans to mortgages. Conversely, savers will have to contend with earning lower interest rates on their savings and checking accounts, their CDs, and their money market rates.
Taylor Swift made over $200 million on her concert film, and Beyonce made over $33 million on hers. Now the estate of Whitney Houston would also like to cash in. They've announced they'll be releasing an epic concert in South Africa. The film is going to be hitting theaters November 8th. It's the one about Nelson Mandela. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Publishers are now doing their bit to save the planet.
From the sawmill to the cash register, it takes about a kilogram of carbon to produce a single paperback book. In the U.S., where 767 million paperbacks were sold last year, that's equivalent to the annual electricity use of more than 150,000 homes. So publishers have begun producing books on thinner paper to reduce the emissions count. Some are also changing the typeface to get more content into fewer pages. Another incentive for the publishers, that smaller carbon footprint, print comes with a smaller price tag for them, too. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
A new report from McKinsey on women in the workplace found the rate of sexual harassment at work hasn't improved in 5 years. 40% of women experience harassment at least once during their careers. It ranges from sexist jokes to obscene comments directed right at them. The researchers blame a decline in commitment to gender and racial diversity in the workplace. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies, sunrise temperatures right near 60 degrees with light winds. On Wednesday, tons of sunshine. Light east winds, though, coming off the lake. So we're looking at highs to be very pleasant to the upper 80s, near 80 on Thursday. It's 60 at our studios.
WRJN.
to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Baby, I need your loving, not to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving, not to have all your loving. Some say it's a sign of weakness.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G-N. kissed you, girl. I knew how sweet a kiss could be.
I know how sweet a kiss can be.
Like the summer sunshine, pour your sweetness over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN. As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests, Wassa's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew. There's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Say was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Linda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. That died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay in the moon, play games behind me, I'll be what I am. Solitary man, solitary man. I've had a to heal being well. A small world, part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong. Solitary man, solitary man.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
I can think
so lonely. A lair so lonely they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Or just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, where you will be so lonely, baby. Well, you will be lonely. You'll be so lonely you could die. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
Thank you. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The Taiwanese company whose brand is on the pagers that exploded in Lebanon and Syria is distancing itself from the incident. Gold Apollo says it only lent its name while another company in Budapest manufactured them. The exploding pagers killed at least 9 and injured thousands, many critically. Hezbollah blames Israel. CBS News' Elizabeth Palmer is in Tel Aviv.
Hassan Nasrallah, Hezbollah's chief, had told his men months ago to get rid of their smartphones because Israel could track them. He issued the warning in the wake of several Israeli strikes that had killed Hezbollah.